If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Hi, guys. Support for today's show comes from Canvas People. Canvas People prints your favorite photos on canvas for really unique, beautiful pieces of art. That way you can cherish your favorite moments. I know you're going to love Canvas People, and as a special offer, I have a code that will get you your own 11x14 Canvas People print for free. Simply visit canvaspeoplebot.com today, upload your own memorable photo, and enter the code ROSE to get your free 11x14 print only from Canvas People. Go to canvaspeople.com today and enter code ROSE. I don't know what your photo is. Is it my face on a corgi body having a rose coming to your door? I don't know, and I don't judge. Okay, this is a really fun episode. Bye. Oh my God, you guys, we've officially been announced that we're doing Moon Tower, which you guys already knew, but that means we have been able to put a link for the tickets on our Facebook page, and I will also have a link to the tickets on my website, www.ardenmyrin.com. We don't know the actual day or time yet, but it's going to be the weekend of April 20th. So as soon as we have the time, we will let you know. Okay, bye.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, things are so good.
Look at all
the Who's horny? America, do you have a lady boner in your pants?
Will you accept this rose?
I accept your international rose.
Will you accept this rose into your world?
Oh, yeah.
How do you say rose in Swedish?
Burka, flarka, burka, rose. Thank you so much. I'm so good with accents.
Will you accept this rose into your world?
Oh, my God. Who's feeling Randy? Welcome to a very special edition.
So special.
A Bachelor Winter Games edition of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arda Marine, doing the Lord's work for you every week. I am here with a man that really needs no introduction, but I'm going to give him one anyway because I love him. You might know him as the man who plays God on Supernatural. You may know him as America's Treasure, but we mostly know him as 2017 and 2018, Will You Accept This Rose, Bachelor of the Year, God, Mr. Rob Benedict!
Thank you. It's at the top of my resume now.
Oh my God, you look great! You've got your winter sports vest on.
Sports vest on.
Winter games.
Oh my God, yeah. You're ready.
I came just to play.
I mean, I've never been athletic in my life, but watching this show has made me feel like maybe I'm more coordinated than I thought.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like that.
The downhill skiing last night. I thought I could have done that.
You know what? I wouldn't have won. I couldn't have beat that cute gal who Dean, the super couple.
Right, yeah.
I couldn't have beat her, but I could have come in. I could have placed bronze. I could have beat Claire. I could have beat Claire.
Definitely.
You know what? Just on fucking principle, I would have beat Claire. Yeah. Just to shut Claire. I can't.
Oh my God.
Can't with Claire.
I can't either.
I can't with Claire.
No, it really bothers me.
It takes
me.
International guys to, like, they're the only ones who don't know you're not supposed to fuck Claire. Like, they're the only ones who don't know Claire is crazy.
Well, like, why can't she accept the fact that they don't speak the same language and maybe she just doesn't interpret him?
I can't wait till we get to, we have appointment for jacuzzi in Germany.
What is that?
Appointment for jacuzzi. And when you have appointment, you make appointment for
in
jacuzzi.
Germany.
We have appointment. And a woman, no, you kissed a French Canadian and there was an appointment for, it's like, you know what? They had an appointment. No one has ever made an appointment for a jacuzzi. Like, you
in,
end
but
up.
But in Germany? I guess.
They're on a tight ship in Germany. Okay, with me, you guys, they're my newest friends.
Best friends.
They're my best friends!
Yeah.
Oh my God! First of all, you guys look so cute early
so
in the
cute.
Morning on hump day.
No,
I stalked you down via Wells, and now I loved you from afar last year, and then I hung out with you in San Francisco, and I can't believe Rob goes, are we FaceTiming with them? And I was like, no, they're here. And he got all nervous. And he was like, he goes, how do I look? He goes, do I look okay? I was like, you look great, Rob. He wants to impress you. Alexis Waters and Jasmine Good.
Hey,
you guys live here now. You live here.
Yes, we do.
Before we get started, we have to do 20 seconds of therapy because we, Alexis, you were just moving to LA.
Yes.
And you were nervous that you found out you were moving into a building. You have a huge fear. For those of you who don't know, she's a huge, like, crippling fear.
Yes, she is terrified.
Of Nicolas Cage. And you mentioned in San Francisco, you found out that his girlfriend is living in the building you were moving into.
Yes.
And then I saw online that you saw him. Tell us what did you see when you saw him?
Okay, so I've been having a fear. I said it on The Bachelor, then I said it literally right before I saw him.
Yeah.
So I'm pulling into my parking garage. And not only – I'm terrified of Nicolas Cage, but then there's this whole new Nicolas Cage with a huge pilgrim hat that I saw.
In real life. Wait a minute.
And he's huge. Like, he's like 6-something. So, like, I was terrified.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What time of day is this?
Like, it was nighttime. So now I'm like, oh, I'm always looking out for Nicky Cage. And I give him a nickname now. It's Nicky Cage.
That makes it less fearful. So you say Nicky Cage. When you say a pilgrim hat.
Huge pilgrim hat. Like – huge pilgrim hat. It was so terrifying.
Did you say hi?
No. But then I stalked where he walked with his girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that I don't go over there.
Oh my God.
That's so
But
funny.
Now I'm like, out of all the buildings in Los Angeles.
In all the
his
world.
His girlfriend lives in you. His girlfriend
it's actually, it's almost like you have a reverse vision board. It's almost like you will, like, don't speak. It's like Bloody Mary. You're like, don't say Nicky Cage. He will appear in your home with a pilgrim hat. Did you guys have fun in San Francisco?
I had so much. You guys
so
were like literally
fun.
The best.
You guys are funny.
I had a blast, even though my circumstances, I was having a mental breakdown.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say
it was so fun.
I've never seen someone rebound. Did you always rebound
she did
so fast?
Back.
She showed up.
You handed me a bottle of champagne right when I walked on stage. I was like, this is my girl.
She got a bottle of champagne. She went from tears to like a full fucking gold jumpsuit.
She's good.
You guys were so fun. And you were exhausted because you'd been in Dallas.
Yeah.
And then, so you went home. You're like, you did good self-care. And
I try to calm her down.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. Hey.
And your sweet friend over here, she came and chilled with all of us. All
so
we,
fun. You guys
we
are
all,
awesome.
You know who loves you is Kenny Banya, Steve Heitner, the guy who played Banya on Seinfeld. Everyone loved you. I mean,
yes,
we just
I love
loved
him.
You guys. We loved you guys. Please come. We don't have any money, but we want to figure out a way to bring you to Austin.
No, I just want
to
come and
to
hang
Austin.
Out with
Austin's
you guys.
Awesome. Let's figure out a way to what just to Instagram whore. There's got to be some fucking like new boutique hotel. We get two pictures of you guys.
Yeah, we got the hookup.
All right, because we would love for you guys to come to Austin. It's so fun. We do this festival every year. It is a blast. It's in Austin.
Awesome.
And
I've never been to Austin either.
Oh my God. You gotta go.
Chill.
All right, let's choose a hotel that we're gonna, or like some kick ass Airbnb mansion that we can just like
send them an Instagram message.
Slide
the DMs.
You've
got all
too.
The DMs
sure.
too.
Yeah.
I slid into the DMs too.
Okay.
I just got a promotion for Halo Top ice cream.
Oh my
I just slid into their DM.
How do you do that?
I just like, hey, I love your ice cream.
I've been trying to get a Sierra Nevada thing going for a long time.
You love Sierra. They haven't done it.
Not happening. No.
I want Hourglass Cosmetics. I'm obsessed with Hourglass Cosmetics. They're like their highlight palette. I'm such a fucking hooker for that palette. And they only put out one. Like the good one is at Christmas, and I buy them up at Nordstrom's. And like, but then I'm like fucking glowing, like I'm a 12-year-old. Like, you know, I'm like an Instagram model. But and so instead, I'm just like an adult lady, like who's really shiny and contoured. But I'm like, I want Hourglass Cosmetics. Okay, we also have with us a woman who had never watched any Bachelor thing.
What?
And then she was here. She was filling in for Katie, and she was here when Debbie Ryan, who'd never watched The Bachelor, came in. And now Debbie's a huge Bachelor fan. Who? Debbie Ryan from Suite Life on Deck and all that stuff.
Yeah.
She wants to come to Austin too. She's now obsessed.
Oh my God.
She's trying to hunt down Becca for us. M stands for Mystic. So then we have Sammy. Sammy came in. She started watching Bachelor Winter Games.
Oh.
No, we were discussing last week how racist it was, which is so fucking racist. But I will say, why are there only like four people from each country? And we learned by our nice listeners told us the Trump travel ban.
Yes, I heard about that. Yeah, I heard they had an issue with people coming in.
Like they couldn't get people in.
Bring like that's why they only had like two people from Japan.
Yeah, exactly.
No, one person from Japan.
There was another one.
No,
she was from China. She was from China.
Eric.
Sammy, did you enjoy it? Have you been watching it? Do you enjoy it more?
I regretfully enjoy it so much. It's so ridiculous.
I'm going to be honest with you. Even though I'm not into Ari, I feel like this season's gotten really good because I don't see the twists and turns coming. I can't wait. But the best. Don't tell me. I'm loving Bachelor Winter Games because I'm happy for Bibiana.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
She's kind of boring though. I expected more from her.
Her too.
I know. Here we go.
She's got what she wanted.
You're right.
So we're discussing Thursday's and Friday's episode. We have people. So we have poor Yuki. Pour one out for Yuki.
Oh, I love her so much.
So we started, let's talk about Claire. Claire at the beginning of Thursday night was so fucking excited. She was loving being in a love triangle.
Yes. Yeah.
Like she could not believe
her
good
fortune. Smiling, so excited, like tell Kristen off and stuff out.
She poor Benoit. She was like the canary.
Benoit. Poor Benoit.
Although stage five,
He's like, I don't know. Claire doesn't.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
It was his impression, please.
Oh my god. So we go to it's like, you know, I just I love you, Claire. I mean, it's like we kissed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. But all my impressions are the same accent. It doesn't matter what country you're from. They're all vaguely insulting, but they're not. But they're not trying
that
to be
that moment when it was like we kissed like 8 times. She's like, I remember 3 of them.
Yeah. So she goes, I know 1 and 2. But what was he saying? Okay. All right.
One time in the kitchen and one time in the jacuzzi. Yeah.
So then they go. It's the two worst skaters from each race. Mm-hmm, one.
Right.
And then so. Dean, God bless Dean. You know I love my Deanie baby, but he wants to slow things down. He wants to figure it out.
You're just playing the card for America. Let me try to, you know, be the good guy.
Right.
Here's the thing. I've met Dean. I hung out with Dean in San Francisco. He's so fucking cute. I mean, let's be real.
He is good.
Yeah, he is
really
cute.
He's got that story with the terrible dad. His mom died. Rachel cut him after the bad dad. So America...
After the bad dad.
So America wants to be like, come to my bosom.
They want
to
like
suckle on my teeth.
Yes.
Suckle on my teeth with your hot eyes and like, and they don't realize everyone's doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I like that Leslie. Is her name Leslie?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like giving a it confident. To him, like,
she is.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I know her, you're a playboy. Like, you know, telling him, he's like, yes, Leslie, get
she
in there.
Is.
Yeah.
He just wants to sleep. I just get to be if there's a couch, his head is on it.
Yes.
I'm just so tired.
Do an impression of Dean's dad.
That's amazing.
Are you a good dad?
I'm a really good father.
Did you make mung beans for me?
Mung beans are really good. I'm in my stomach. Don't make me mad, or I'll go spit out.
Oh, that's amazing. So
oh, my God.
So,
Yeah, so he's fallen hard. They are so cute, though. Like,
I know.
They're cute.
I will say that. They are.
They're cute. And I didn't watch before Caitlyn's season, so I don't know who this Leslie is. Me neither.
Caitlyn was my first season that I watched. Right. But Leslie,
that was a good season. Caitlyn was a good bachelorette.
Yeah, she was amazing.
I watched. You guys would be good. I mean, I feel like they need somebody like
they
you.
They need fun.
Yeah, like, Caitlyn was fun. You guys are fun.
Personality.
Oh, that's the problem with Ari. Just, I mean, the season's great.
He's like a saltine cracker.
I thought
Joe. He literally is like a saltine cracker.
Enough with the sweaters.
Oh my god!
He's
also his face.
No swag.
His face is getting like. For a while, they were attempting to throw bronzer on him, and I felt like when he went to hometowns, he just threw it out the window. And like the corpse of art, like they like dusted off. It was like a
through hell,
like
man.
A Viagra like powered raisin that was yes. like I'm a race car driver, realtor, driving up with like a dead fish handshake
he's
to
so
meet all the
right
white
now,
dads, the whitest dads. So, okay,
there are the whitest.
Oh my god, those are four of the whitest dude. Families ever.
Dude, I mean, honestly, it makes. Who is the gal in Venice? Kendall's family looks
Kendall.
Downright like exciting.
Yeah,
has some. They actually look like they have some pepper in their. Once you do the other three, you're like, holy
my
shit!
God, yeah.
I thought my family was white. You know what I mean? And I have a Van in my middle name. I'm Arden Van Ambridge Marine. Like it doesn't get much whiter than that. And then I saw Lauren B. And then I saw Lauren B.
Oh yeah,
family.
She hit that all about.
Although Uncle Gary at Becca.
I loved Uncle Gary. I loved Uncle.
You did.
They saw the cane.
He wasn't
well,
playing.
I don't want to say anything bad about Uncle
no,
Gary.
No,
he
won't,
like
no,
he
no, no, exactly. Uncle Gary. He's a hunter. He made all these ducks. Like, I can't. Yeah. I mean, I have an Uncle Gary. He doesn't
like
have
everybody
a cane.
Has an Uncle Gary.
I have an Uncle Gary.
I probably.
Oh, my God. Did you watch, have you been watching any of The Bachelorette, Sammy?
No,
The Bachelor.
I have not.
You know what? You're in the better one. You're like, in the better one. Okay, so then we have Kevin. Okay, so then they go skating. They come back, and they say there's this dude in his living room.
Oh,
and Kevin's
yeah.
all pissed. He goes, he's sitting there with his legs crossed and drinking a glass of douchey scotch. Doesn't even stand up. You know what? It made me like Kevin. I was like, he was drinking a glass. That's an accurate description.
Yeah, he was
sitting there chilling. Yeah.
He knows his aqua. Exactly. Douchey scotch. There's regular scotch. But then if it's been aged like four more years, it's douchey. And you drink it out of this...
He got to creep me out.
So he goes, Jordan, he flipped a coin about who he was going to pick.
The coin flip guy.
And the coin flipper.
Ben Higgins drew a line in the sand.
Yeah. Oh.
He was so upset. He was like, I am Ben Higgins.
I am the scripture
tattoo. I cannot imagine flipping a coin for any reason.
I'm like, calm down, bro. Calm down.
You mean any reason? He's like,
he was
life?
Still wearing his ski outfit, too. Yes, that was like the worst part. He's like, I gotta talk to him.
With that unitard
on. He was so bothered. He had an adult onesie. He was like a man. I kept thinking he must have a huge dick and he wanted everyone to see it. He must
there
have a
no
huge
penis.
Dick.
There was
no penis. There was nothing there.
I honestly couldn't even look. Like, I will say, like, when we did Outside Land, so when we did the San Francisco Festival, Alex came and wore basically like tights. Oh, and then so he came on stage. I did this other stand-up show and he came on stage with me. And there was a gay, Guy Branum. He was like talking about Alex on stage going, the size of his dick is like a tennis racket. And like I couldn't look him.
Stop
like I
looking.
Couldn't look. Like I couldn't look. So I could have. I was so ashamed. Like I felt like it was too close and real. So I kind of feel like that. Like I wanted to look. With Ben Higgins, but I didn't look.
No.
It was small.
There was nothing there.
No, I didn't see it.
He had on like...
Maybe it's the TV
I really
screen.
I was rooting for Ben Higgins, but after the unitard, I'm out.
Dude, well, he didn't take it off.
He's
everyone
got that
else,
unitard on.
He had
like,
on the whole time. He,
no,
hey,
but
can
the
I
best
talk
part
to you,
is that how he tried to confront somebody with the unitard
yeah, totally.
On.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro, can I borrow you for a second?
Change your clothes, sir. Take a second.
You can't draw a line in the sand in a man unitard. Like, and it was like he was fully kind of proud to be in a unitard, and he wasn't that good of a skater. Like, if you're gonna be in a unitard, you had to be
kind
of rocking like
right?
Apollos or whatever
right?
that fucking guy is.
Apollo. No, yeah.
Apollo. Okay. So then they go. The guys start grilling him. Jordan's just the guy. Jordan. He's still Ben's still in his race suit, and I wrote big dong.
Still
so then,
oh my gosh.
Luke So then Luke gets mad. He goes, so we get back to the house, and there's a kiwi sitting in the house. The coin flipper. Luke.
Oh, God, Luke.
Luke,
really?
What a dummy.
Right?
Yeah. So then Ben. Negative. So then Ben starts grilling him. Who came up with that idea? Right? And then it's like, and the guy didn't give a fuck. He's like, yeah, you know, yeah. I just came down, and I just thought, oh, is this bird the other bird? And I just flipped a coin. I was like, is that one? And then my ex went on the television, and then my ex said that I broke her heart. So then I came out, and I said I flipped a coin.
You sound like a leprechaun.
Do you look at the Irish? Ooh, orange stars, green hearts, yellow moon, blue diamonds. Dude, I can't.
That's amazing.
Can you believe how good I am at accents?
You're amazing.
Oh my God, thank you guys. It'll be on my skills. I can drive a stick shift and good, do any accent.
You really can.
Any action. So then we have. Okay, so people start pairing off.
But everything with Bachelor, like, that was a big deal. And then, like, a second later, it was like, all right, cheers, everybody.
Right? Yeah. Okay, we love you. Respect you. Yeah, like, what? Exactly.
It was so weird. Confused. Here's what was the other thing that I was really confused by. There was a lot in the preview of poor BB, like, crying. So Aaron calls her the meatball because she fights like a meatball. But we'll call her BB. So the meatball's crying. And, like as if – so – Kevin and Ashley I start talking. Last we saw, he was like,
love triangle. Yeah.
He was like, it ended.
It just like, they didn't even show it on camera.
They didn't, yeah.
He goes, I smell good. I'm just natural musk. And then she feels, she immediately, Ashley I goes, I could fall in love with him. It's like, girl.
Don't get Jasmine started.
No, I just can't. I'm like, what? Like, does she know this guy before? Like, it just makes me...
Does
so
anyone
bizarre.
Have less game on planet? I don't have much game, but it's like
love at first sight. Maybe
or every, but Jasmine. for everyone.
At, like, how old is she?
29.
40. No, 20. 40.
47.
Is she 30 yet?
No.
Is she?
Maybe
she's 29.
My friend Andy Gordon, who listens to this podcast, he emailed in. He was like, I don't think she's a virgin. I don't think she's a virgin.
That's a long time, either. Man. That's
Dude, stop
time.
Talking. I either do it or don't
exactly.
do it.
Exactly.
It's like really not that exciting. We don't care.
And again, that
hot.
Kiss with Kevin
she's
wasn't
hot.
Cute.
She's so hot. Yeah. She's so hot.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She's so hot. It's she's like, pretty. Girl, stop saying you're in love with somebody. Stop screaming about your hymen. Just be a little bit cooler because you're hot.
I know.
Exactly.
I don't get
it. I'm not a wizard of love, but like that seems like two easy things
it's always
to
like
pick.
A thing.
Dude,
she's a virgin.
I just don't want to talk about it. Like, because then you medically, all you can think of is like,
I thought she's a virgin.
Yeah. And then I just picture like the awkward, like the actual, like.
Oh,
like,
now I'm picturing it in my head.
No, now we're all pitching.
when Yuki was crying in the other episode and then she starts crying, it's like when you yawn. Oh,
yeah.
And another person yawns.
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, you're
she's
right.
Like,
she goes, I cry. I'm always crying, but now we're crying. So then she goes, I'm pretty sure I want to marry Kevin. I'm in seventh Kevin.
I can't.
That was even worse than when Lauren B said, let's hope nobody gets crabby later. And I, as a comedian.
Oh, my God. When they cheered.
I wanted to kill myself. I was ready to jump off the H in the Hollywood sign.
That's actually horrible.
It was truly like
that. Is that where you were watching it?
I was watching on top of the Hollywood sign. I'm homeless right now. I have an Airbnb.
I'm homeless too.
I'm squatting. Alexis and I are squatting. She's on the O. I'm on the H.
Right.
And we just have fun up there.
I love it up
we
there.
We just laugh. We have slumber tried. And sometimes I give her alone time. She likes a little quiet time and she meditates.
Yeah.
And Nikki Cage's girlfriend lives on the D.
And Nikki Cage just prowls between the two L's. And that pilgrim hat.
The pilgrim hat. It's like stuck in my brain forever.
Nikki.
Shout out to Nikki Cage.
Shout out to you. Come on. Do you watch the Bachelor Winter Games, Nikki Cage? So then all of a sudden he comes up. He goes, it's a closed book on Bibiana. Like, what?
When do you have the conversation with her? And what?
Because we saw her crying. We saw her crying in the previews, and they didn't.
They didn't
show any of it. Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's Ashley's time.
I think that's it. I think they wanted. I think Elon is like
Elon.
Elon. Is how you say it?
Time.
I feel like Elon is like she's gonna lose it. She's gonna get married. We're gonna do the ABC wedding. They're gonna be the couple of the Bachelor.
Yep.
This is her time. And if we see poor Bibiana, who we all like,
it's gonna.
Mm-hmm. It's like we chose this fireman to deflower this crying Disney lover. It takes a fireman with a Canadian.
A giant-headed Canadian.
A large-headed Canadian firefighter.
That's a large head.
It's like a balloon.
He does have a huge head.
Yeah. It's his hair doesn't look real because it can barely fit on that balloon.
Sammy, what do you think? What do you think, Sammy?
This is so much.
I mean, we'll see what happens. You're right. They did choose that Canadian. He was like, he's going to get his fire ladder. He's going to climb up that hymen, kick down that wall, and we're gonna like get a
they
nice.
Knew he was the
we're
one.
Gonna
go
like,
to Pound Town.
We're gonna get like an Instagram free like Monique Lhuillier, and then it's Pound Town.
So the question
town.
Is it going to happen tomorrow night? Is
I
it
think
happening?
It might yeah. happen yeah. on. I think she might lose it on
on television.
I think.
Oh my God.
Please let there be.
I think so.
Audio.
She should. She better. She owes it to us.
She owes it to America.
America's been waiting for this moment.
America needs this. We're having a hard year. We need Ashley
to lose it on TV for us to see. Thank God.
If there's for the love of for the devil himself, Nikki Cage in the pilgrim hat in the sky, please let her hymen be sacrificed for all of America. Because it's been a hard winter, and we need this.
Winter is coming.
We need this, you guys. She needs to take one for the team Pound Town, Bone Zone. Man, I might need it now because I have some Bone Zone on the song. I might need Get Down Pound Town. Like, I might need another like closing song.
I like that.
I like the Pound Town. Get Down Pound Town. So then we have Christian and Claire. She goes, I have appointment to go in jacuzzi. So that's for later. So then we'll come back to that. So then
and
Dean
that
says,
awkward bath that they're taking upstairs. Like, why?
Okay, we'll get there. We'll get there. Dean goes, I got in trouble moving too quickly. And then Leslie goes, you need to man up. Grab my face. Say, I want you. You are the winner of the loser bracket. So man up. I enjoyed that. And then
she's, I think, actually
the woman that he needs because she's a little older. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He needs, I think, a take charge.
Yeah.
Like, D-Lo was not take charge enough. No. Christina was crying too much.
No. Yeah.
She was like, look.
I think this is it.
Get it together.
This is it.
Like,
I love it.
I like you, but you need a man up.
I like that.
I like it. It's good.
I think he's still like a little DD baby. He needs a grown woman to whip his ass before the kiss.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. I thought Rachel was.
Rachel was giving him shit.
Oh,
I know it.
God.
I was like, yes.
That was
I know why she was doing that. I was like,
that
yes.
was some old living my best life anger coming at him. That was mad. She was mad at him.
Even at the very beginning, she's like, why are you standing like that?
No, yes.
She knew it. She was like,
I thought that was the best.
He knew it too. He was like, oh, God, I'm getting this.
She knew. She was still mad at him, and I loved it.
Did they go to the fantasy suites?
No, she cut him right after. That's why America.
Hometown.
That's why America wants to like hold him in a baby Bjorn. Like a nude, a topless baby Bjorn. Because, you know, they saw that. They were like, he cried. They said they were falling in love. His dad.
Can you do Dean's dad one more time?
Was sitting among beans. You think you're a good dad?
I'm an excellent father. I just love among beans.
Who's your wife? Is that your favorite wife?
That's just Sarah.
Did you like? Remember,
she's like, he
openly was like preferring Dean's mom. Was like,
yeah, totally.
Yeah,
she doesn't make my mom Dean's mom. No, that she can make mung beans. She made a mung bean salad. That'll be crazy.
Will you do Nick again? Will you do Nick?
Oh my God, Nick.
Our bachelor Nick.
Oh my God, it's like. Like last night, it was weird.
That is spot on.
Like,
oh my God.
I feel like I'm with him.
I know, I feel like I'm getting flashbacks. Oh my God. That is
so real.
Okay, so then we have, Claire is busy loving it. She's breathless. She's like, Benoit is amazing. Christian is amazing. And then he's like, I'm in the jacuzzi waiting for Claire. So then that's still going on. Then we have Viviana and Jordan. Stassi, you know what? At first, I thought Stassi looked like Janice from the Muppets, but now she's really grown on me. She's got cute dimples.
I think she's kind of cute.
She's
like got
she's weird, really
like,
cute.
I don't know. Different.
She's cute. Ladies,
what's
it's
going
just
on?
Style.
Is that her face?
No.
I was at the premiere, and I was asking like,
talk to me.
Kevin and all them. And I was like, her lips, like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're real.
No, they're not.
They're like,
no, we saw
baby pictures. I was like, bullshit.
Yeah, no.
Those are not
Trust me. It's just like my mom's lashes are real that she got put on permanently in October.
What?
She just tells her friend she got a new mascara.
Sorry, Mom.
I love you, Mom. Have fun in Morocco. I love you, Mom. I love you, Mom.
God,
I swear when they kiss, like he bit one of them. Like that, you've got to want to. I kind of want to bite one.
They're
so juicy, right?
I bet it tastes good.
Yeah, no, that is. That would be an intimidating Like that would be
an intimidating kiss.
That's an intimidating kiss.
Where do I go?
That's an intimidating kiss. So then we have Dean and Leslie. They're tubing. They're really cute. They had a cute song when they were tubing. Mm-hmm. And then Stassi and who went in the horse-drawn carriage?
Right?
Somebody went in a horse-drawn carriage. Was that Luke and
had a date, right?
Was that Luke and Stassi?
Yeah.
Luke had a date with Stassi.
Oh, yeah.
And they went to the hot tub.
Oh, yeah. So then she goes to the wood-burning hot tub. And then he does, like, I'm Paul Bunyan. And she says, I don't know. Should I be impressed or should I be scared? And she says, it's the same hot tub as Jojo.
Oh, yes. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, right. Cool.
And then he goes, like, you don't know who Paul Bunyan is? Like, why would she know who Paul Bunyan is?
Exactly. I feel like a lot of these contestants forget that they're international people here. Like, when Claire's talking to Christian, it's like, he's not from America. He doesn't understand, like, certain things.
Exactly.
Give him a freaking chance.
Like, try going, like, Bachelor Germany and see how you do, you know?
I can't believe the Yuki season, they don't kiss.
I know.
Like, no, there's no fa- like, oh, they've never been kissed.
Wow. They have a firm handshake at the end. I'm like, until the deal is done. And so, but we also see, like, what disgusting monsters we all are.
Yeah, they're like kissing contests.
Yeah, here we are. Oh, yeah.
They show Raven having an orgasm at that.
Right? Like, talk about your orgasm.
By the way, that would be the best moment of my life.
Oh, my God. When we watch her doing cartwheels in Lapland. I know. No way did Nick give her an orgasm. Not a chance. No fucking way. No way. Okay. I'm so excited to get my dress from Grace Wade.
See, girl, I got you.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
You're getting the cheetah one?
I'm getting the cheetah one.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to wear it in Austin.
Oh, my God.
You guys ready.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to slide into everybody's DMs. Okay. So then he goes, I'm in the hot tub with the sweetest Russian Bond villain. It's like, all right. Paul Bunyan. And she goes, Niet, which I loved. And then they find out that they both have heart issues.
Yeah.
And that was
wow, like, I didn't know that about Luke.
That was the biggest boner thing for him. It was like, he just needed to find a heart patient. He was like, this is it. I now know what love is. You also have, you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
I don't know.
Luke.
Yeah, I know. We've dealt with Luke. And so then they have a deeper emotional connection. I'm connected to you on a whole other level.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a big deal if you've almost died from a heart thing. Sammy, what'd you think?
I missed that part.
Ah! You mean that was a huge
part. To the bathroom.
You're like, bored. Okay.
Fell asleep.
So then we have
Luke kind of bores me.
Yeah. He's full of shit.
He would have been our
bachelor.
I think he just wants to have a singing.
Yeah, he's promoting his music.
Well, because we know that he was going to be the bachelor, and then they pulled him, and he was also like courting all these ladies all over America. But ABC's protecting him, like we all know that.
Weird.
We all know that he had a little dirty dog.
Oh,
in him.
Hello.
So it's like,
wait, so he's a singer?
Yeah.
That's his thing?
he's a country singer.
I heard Luke went on the season with a girlfriend.
Yes, I heard. I know he has a girlfriend
on Bachelor Winter Games.
Yeah.
You know his girlfriend too.
Okay, we won't talk about it, but that's what I heard. So then we see, Leslie talking to Dean. I'm 30. I want a guy who can go below the surface, not just a pretty face.
Yes, girl.
And then he goes,
yes, Leslie.
Can you say that again? He loved being called a pretty face. It was like, wow, you've never, because you have a really pretty face. Like,
Dean has really good game. We got to give it to him.
Yeah, he does. He's charming.
All our friends literally were whipped by him.
He has.
I would have been. My friend was a lesbian. Lori. Lori was going to leave. She still does. She texted me. She goes, now I know why I love Dean so much. He gets into relationships too fast. He just wants to cuddle. He's a total lesbian. Dean's
oh my
a
God,
lesbian.
That's amazing.
He goes, she goes, I believe my
Dean's
wife is a lesbian.
He's such a baby. I don't know. A little wimp.
Yeah.
No, he's good looking, though. That's the thing. Like, he's tall, good.
He's so cute. When we did Outside Land, it was truly like we were with Robert Pattinson when Twilight came out. Like, there was like 400 women.
Staring.
Anna and Katie had to like fight a pathway to like get him to the stage, to get him backstage. And we were there with like Ben Z. We were there with Wells. Like,
really?
It was all about Dean.
Oh,
like, they just wanted Dean.
Wow.
Yeah. It was also before Paradise.
Paradise. Yeah.
And he kept saying, it's too loud.
No, it keeps going up.
So then we have.
Is he tall? He's really tall.
Yeah. He's like 6'2".
Yeah, he's really fucking cute. He's cute, and he's young, and he's like a 14-year-old. Like,
yeah.
So then we see
he's like a 14-year-old, but we love him.
We love him. Oh my God, I just got my hands on that 14-year-old. So we have Jordan and Bibby, and this was the cutest thing. He goes, when I'm sleeping with you, my leg starts twitching like a dog. And then he goes, and then she goes, let's just wing it. That was cute.
Yeah. I think it was cute. He came in, you know, she.
He wanted Bibby.
But I love how they went from unitard yelling at him, and then, like, he was in a relationship within, like, 2 seconds.
2 seconds. Yeah.
I was like, what
and
just
I,
happened?
And I like that. Oh. Like, I felt like on Ari's season, she was sort of treated as somewhat like neutered or a joke. Because I feel like I used to be like the court jester, like the kind of like, ha ha, like the joke.
Yeah.
And I felt like they treated her like, he's never going to make out with BB. And like, yeah. She's been actively pursued by all these dudes. You guys are doing really great so far. Are you having fun?
So much fun.
So much
fun. Did you have your egg sandwich? Do you need eggs?
No, I'm going to take it a go.
I don't want your eggs to get cold. I mean, you can have eggs on the thing.
I'm that asshole that brought eggs. I hate those people, and I'm one
scared.
Of them.
I'm not mad.
I like eggs.
I see you over on the O on the Hollywood sign enjoying your eggs. You're not an
asshole. Yeah. I usually do them naked, make eggs naked.
You look great.
On the O.
Really? Naked
on the
eggs?
O. Naked eggs.
Can we get to
it's
the
our other podcast. It's Naked Eggs.
Can we get to the Arden awkward the awkward bathtub upstairs?
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. So then we have Benoit. He goes, it was love at first sight. It's happening. I'm feeling fast. A future with me. Can you see? Are you kissing me for right reason? Yeah, I move fast. I wear my heart on my sleeve, too. What about the second, the third, the fourth time? And she's like, what are you talking about the second, third, fourth time? And then he goes, I mean, how many kisses did we share? And he goes, two. And then he goes, you have a shining personality. I will never forget you. And he goes, what are you going to do? And then he says, I think I'm going to pack my bags crying. He goes, it's only you. I told you the other night. I told you. And then he says, I love you, Clara. I will never. And then I will never forget you. And it was like, what the fuck?
Stage five clinger on her hands.
Dude. Oh my God.
This is like night two?
Yeah, seriously.
No, it was Lily night three.
Yeah. I mean, he made yellow eggs with her. I feel like maybe they dry humped out by like the wood pile or something. Oh, and then.
Not in the jacuzzi, though.
That fucking jacuzzi. By the way, it's like.
I would never go in that jacuzzi.
Dude, no none way. Of us. I went in my friend's jacuzzi once. It was like, they got us like a hand-me-down. And I got hives from like head to toe.
Oh, no.
Beware of the jacuzzi that you go in. Yeah, not good.
And sound in the jacuzzi is.
Oh, my
NG.
God.
No good.
Like, and then. The best thing was also the lettering when they cried, and she goes, "I'm so sorry." And they wrote out "East okay." Oh my God,
okay.
It's so fucking like xenophobic. They're like, "Ha ha, foreigners, dummy, it's okay, dumb so dumb French."
We come in and some kiwis,
yeah,
so wrong.
Some kiwi.
Like, what? We look
so messed up.
We're such dicks.
After
we are now. After we have they all... voted off, like. They voted off the black guy, the black girl, and the China. Like, let's just, like, fucking, like.
That's what I said. I was like, where are the black men?
They voted off.
I was so surprised Eric left.
It was like, tonight's an extra special racist cleansing.
One Asian girl, the other Asian girl. Gone.
Yeah, we'll keep her, like.
And then
like,
Yuki left.
Poor, like, guys, like, let's just cleanse. And then, what's her name, threw up. So it's like,
oh my God.
All the black people are gone.
I can't with that.
I can't.
Oh my God.
So, okay, so then we go.
He's such a sweetheart. He seems so sweet.
Oh my God. So then we get to I will always have a little place in my chest for you. I love you so much. That's too fast, man. That's a boner killer. That's not hot. That's like ew.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Like gross. You what did you think?
Sorry.
What did you think when Benoit says I love you so much when he was leaving Claire after they wrote East okay?
East okay.
I think that like it's just like a this is such a crazy thing where they're like,
Sammy, lay it on the line.
I just
talk like, to us, Sammy. Be free.
So hold on a second.
Tell us how you really feel.
I feel so torn on all of this. Like how they're like, they're all like, oh well, we have to be in love all the time. But then like also like they get mad at Dean for like seeing or like just kind of true. Trying out two people point. At the same time.
Yeah.
It's like, but that's what that's
the point.
The
show.
That's like how you.
That's the game.
Yeah.
I can't. I love it all so much.
I know, Sammy. We love you so much. We love you. So much.
We love you, Sammy.
We love you. So he's okay, Sammy.
He's okay.
He's okay. So then she goes, and Jordan told Claire somebody like went and tattled to Christian about something, and then And then he goes, Josiah. I don't go into the living room for a woman. And she goes in. So she confronts him. She's like, oh, she's loving it. Like, love triangle. She's, I'm doing the best that I can.
Oh, my God. That was, and that was a crazy conversation because she was obviously pissed that she just sent this guy home who was crazy about her. And the German guy is just being a gentleman. That, you know, we don't know what his where he came from in Germany. Like, he's just like,
I saw you.
I
making-
want a guy who puts his face on my face. And he's going, I don't do that. That's how I
it's
do.
Also like, girl, like right now we are like let's like hashtag me too, like happened. Like, like he's probably like, you were kissing someone else. Like, I'm trying to be a gentleman. And like,
I met
like,
him, by the way. He's a really hot in person.
Is he?
He was at the premiere.
He is?
Yeah. Really cute.
Where do they have a premiere for these?
It's at Twitter headquarters.
Where's Twitter headquarters?
Santa Monica.
It's got to be Santa Monica. Yeah. It's got to be Santa Monica. That's really all out there.
You skipped the bath.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah, the bath.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the bath.
Why?
So she's upstairs with Leslie in the bath.
Yeah. And Leslie's wearing her shirt.
Leslie's wearing her shirt.
I thought it was a bathing. Was it a crop?
I think it's a crop top.
No, it looked like a t-shirt.
It had shoulders.
It was like a T-shirt.
It looked like your shirt, kind of.
Yeah.
It was like, but it's like in a crop top.
It feels like Leslie likes herself enough not to be like, look at my boobs. Like,
oh, yeah, that could be.
And it's like, but it's also like that she's kind of like a confident lady, that she's maybe a little more modest, that she doesn't need to be like, so she's in her shirt. Claire's in her like fucking
maybe bathing
bondage bikini or whatever,
right?
And like
and not that huge of a tub.
No,
it's really small.
It's not that huge of a tub.
Yeah, they're not big. They're really tiny. So that tub was super small.
Side note: how cute is that fucking hotel? I want to stay at the Hermitage. Yeah. Wherever. I mean, that was a cute. Oh, hotel.
Let's go. Let's slide into their DMs.
Let's slide into their DMs. Yeah, we can do a live show. We could do a live pod in Vermont. It's beautiful there in the summer. We go tubing. Oh my god, we go tubing.
I'm down.
I've never been tubing.
Me neither.
You can get beer and you sit in a tube and you float down
the
river.
We can go in the jacuzzi.
We have a appointment. Alexis, I tested you when you were on the O. I made an appointment for jacuzzi for you. And when we are in Vermont, you say you meet me in the jacuzzi and the tubing, and I wore my best shorts in the tub.
It was so sad, too. He's sitting in the kitchen. They kept going down like, hey, man, you coming out the hot tub? He's like, no, I wait.
He was not even. That's what I'm like. Oh, that is really German. Like, that's German engineering right there. Like,
exactly.
That's why BMWs are engineered.
To their
There's precision. That's why they make good watches. Yep. It's like, no, I have appointments. It's a date. It's like, oh, you don't want to disappoint that taskmaster. Lori, our Ken Burns historian, who is at the podcast in San Francisco, her dad is German, and she said it was giving her PTSD. His name is Dieter, and he runs a tight ship. He'd be like, Lori, you didn't like, and she's like, what the fuck, Dad? She said it was very German.
Yeah.
So then she goes to him, I'm doing the best that I can. And he goes, I don't think so, but it's okay. We have appointment. And then Claire goes, I owe you nothing. You are blaming me. And he goes, in Germany, when we have a meeting, an appointment, we go in jacuzzi and it's a date.
Can I just say, meeting.
That's the best sentence. May I just repeat this?
Yes, please.
I just like to think that this is that you grow up and this is one of the, like, you know, it's like, do unto others as you would have. Like, this is just like the golden rule. In Germany, when we have a meeting, an appointment, we go in jacuzzi and it's a date. I can't with that. Like, I can't fucking handle that.
We gotta knit
that and frame it.
Oh my God. And then he goes, who's Claire? I like your look, but not much more. That's all I need to go. And then Claire is like, what the? He's like, well, we have jacuzzi appointment, and there's only 8 people in jacuzzi, and there's room, and I waited, and there was 2 slots, and we had the appointment for jacuzzi. And in Germany, you know, when you have jacuzzi appointment, it's a date. We meet. Dude,
this is the weirdest fight.
It's the opposite of Bibiana going, we wing it. With the kiwi. I walked in, there's a kiwi.
Now I'm never going to be. Now he's always going to be the kiwi. Ben's always going to be the unitard. It's just going to be like that for the rest of the season.
The unitard, the meatball, the kiwi. Meat in a park.
Meatball.
Which one, the meatball, the unitard? Walking into a bar. Who leaves pregnant?
Oh. Okay.
So then we have Michael, who we've never met before, has a crazy eyebrow.
Yeah, where did he come from?
How about that eyebrow?
Who is that guy?
He's got like
He's American?
Oh, yeah.
He's American?
What?
He's got like five eyebrows on one eyebrow.
Wait, is that
this one was all the way up to the top of his forehead?
I don't know, but he laughed last night, right? Yeah, he laughed. But
well,
yeah,
the guy that left. But like, who's
he was shown for like five seconds.
What season was he in?
Oh, by the way, so at the first rose ceremony, Ashley I wore the craziest dress, and her tit was blurred out because it was so.
Was it like a crisscross?
They're in Vermont. They're in a nor'easter. I've been to Vermont. Look, I get it. It's hard. What do you wear when you want to be sexy? But there are some cute kind of like ice princess, like, oh, I'm a little ice princess. You got your little fur hood. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm a little après ski. Like, you do like cute ski bunny look. She comes down in like two belts over her tits. And then you're like, and then they had to blur it. It's like the virgin that comes down. Literally,
she's like ready. She's
ready,
I mean,
America.
She looks good. America, her sacrificial hymen will be happening on primetime. Like, children will see this.
On her 40th birthday.
She's so excited. So then Ashley and Kevin have a gross kiss. Tiffany. Yeah.
Ashley and Kevin have a gross kiss.
Who is Tiffany? Oh, yeah. So people leave. They get upset. Claire talking at Leslie, and she goes, homeboy. Okay. This is when Claire is like, I said homemois. Homeboy thinks I throws in the towel because I didn't go to the jacuzzi. I see you kiss and like other man. They're the worst couple ever. And she's like, I will not accept this rose. I'll never go on another Bachelor franchise. Yes, I'll be in Vermont. Yes, I accept your rose. Absolutely.
Always. So crazy.
Always does that.
It's like how you watch. Like, you're just the couple that you're like, either marry or don't, but you're the worst. Stop calling me about it.
She went from
just
like,
stop fucking calling me about it.
If he gives me the rose, I'm not going
to
take
yeah,
it.
If I have the rose, I wouldn't be giving it to him.
Oh my God. Yeah. Absolutely. It's like, girl. You know there's cameras recording everything that you say, and we can rewind back to what you said 20 seconds ago. Like, she's your worst friend that is just the time goblin who just eats you up about, like, fuck him. And I said, no fucking man. I was like, Bobby. Bobby and I are back together. And
you're like, you're just psycho.
I can't. I just hung out with you clothed in a tub. You fucking, I missed my jacuzzi appointment.
Oh, that is so
like,
fair.
You fucking, yeah. I hung out like you fucking nightmare. You time goblin. You just saw, Nikki Cage, take her away. Sammy, what do you think? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Claire is exhausting.
Oh my God, she's
Claire,
the worst.
Claire Love is her, the worst. Jesus.
Side note, I have one thing to say before we get on this. We're going to speed through night two. I made sugar eggs.
Yuki's.
We love Yuki.
You put the little Yukul in it.
I tried it. It's so good. It's really? Like a pancake without all the... It's so fucking good.
Sugar eggs.
I didn't put ketchup all over it.
I don't know if I can handle this.
It's so good. It's sort of like a thin lady pancake.
This is Yuki's recipe?
Yeah, I'm married with Ben in the kitchen.
Oh, yes.
What, didn't someone say when she left, she's like, hey, someday I'll make you sugar eggs. She's like, no, thank you. How did you feel about...
Because you were torn. We were all torn about Yuki in the beginning. We were like... They truly brought on white guy's horny creepo perversion of like a cute Japanese lady. And then she turned out to be the most adorable, sweet human that's ever. I mean, she did well for. If I didn't fucking speak the English and I went on Japanese Bachelor,
oh my God.
I just fell in love with Yuki. Sammy, thoughts?
No, she was really precious, but also clearly unlovable.
Little Yuki.
Who can love someone with a language barrier?
Yeah, yikes.
Sam just had a little Yuki action.
Why wouldn't he? Just
But then we saw
the level of the damage. Let's get to Ben. Let's talk to Ben. We saw the level of the damage with Ben.
Yeah.
Poor Ben.
Which I think is BS. When you hear
I have to talk to Chris Harrison, it's like no one ever needs to talk to Chris Harrison.
Chris Harrison is never even there.
He's not there.
Yeah, like, and when you're okay, so you think it's BS, tell me everything.
I just feel like it's been so long since he's been broken out with Lauren.
Yeah.
He's dated women, which I'm heard he still was dating people before going to the water game. So he's crying, like, this is all reminding me of Lauren and bringing up the skeletons.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Cry me river.
Maybe. But maybe it did feel like it kind of actually reminded me of how Nick behaved on your season. It's like these guys who actually become the Bachelor get so in their head that they're the Bachelor. It's like, dude, we're not thinking about you that much. Like, we don't actually care. So, like, get over it and just go fucking date. Like, no one cares. No one's thinking about you as much as you're thinking about
yes. Oh,
once
my God.
You've been able to pick from, like, 25 ladies, I think it fucks with your pathos. Like, you lose the capacity. Like, no one's thinking about you. They are just making conversation when they see you about Lauren. Like, that's the bargain you made, man. That's the that's the game.
But really, the thing last night was just he just didn't find anybody.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And he saw, he looked around. He's
just
like,
say it.
Yeah,
I did feel bad for him.
I could
him,
put
though.
It in Yuki, I or I could go home.
I thought, put it in a little Yuki. Yeah. Maybe it'll make cheer you up, bud.
Fix it.
I know she was so. I would have if they'd found love. That would have been the.
That would have been honestly. I would have been like, oh my god.
I would have loved him so much.
Me too. I thought he was in. They could like make sugar fish. What is it?
Sugar eggs. Sugar fish is that yummy sushi.
They could go eat it. Sugar fish.
Oh my god! Let's slide into the sugar fish deal.
Yeah.
I felt like. I did feel bad for him because he was clearly a man with no mojo. Like,
yeah, he does.
Yeah,
he needs
no
to get
swag,
Ben
nothing.
Needs to get his
he had
mojo
no swag.
Back.
He had no swag.
Very good looking.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
He had no game.
Yeah, no game.
And I heard he's like the nicest human in the world.
That's
is
cool.
He?
Yeah.
He actually looked cuter to me on this season. Not
even
last
in the
unit. Not no, no. No, I guess like at first I never found him sexy.
Me neither.
But then like when they were walking down. The whitest main street in America for that parade. I was like, oh, he looked cute in like winter wear. Like, he's a cute, tall guy.
Yes.
He's tall. But, like, I mean, he's not. No, I don't need to go. I don't need to go to Pound Down with him.
Yeah, no Pound Down for Benzie. I mean,
Benzie. Cute Benzie. So cute. So
oh, I
cute.
Love Benzie.
I do too. He's got a girlfriend
shout
now.
Shout out to Ben.
Okay, shout out to Ben. So then we go. Night two. Here we go. We're night two. And how you doing, Sammy?
Good. Real good. Thanks for checking in.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we go night two.
Yeah, what happens?
And they go.
Everyone starts leaving.
They go, part one of our two-part finale. I'm like, bitch, this is episode three. you can't say part one of our two-part finale when there's four episodes. So it's like last two Friday, Thursday, part two of your
season
opener.
Premiere, right?
This is a four-episode show. By the way, we watched Ben and Lauren Happily Ever After.
Yes, oh my God.
That was like four horrible episodes.
That was like pulling teeth watching.
She hated him. Oh, that was the thing. I did.
It was
when
really
I watched
sad.
Him crying, yeah. I was like, oh, it was a man who had been living in a small house with a woman who was clearly disappointed in like, this is our life in Denver. Like,
yes.
I prefer television.
Well,
where are the helicopters?
We actually stopped.
Where's the
like bachelor date?
This is like a one-bedroom bungalow, like deep in Denver. Where's the fucking?
Oh,
why are we not in Spain? I don't understand.
And it didn't go anywhere, right? They didn't.
Well,
get married.
It all like no. It seemed to really.
It all was crashing.
It
down.
All went to
they
shit.
Had therapy, and it was like
she clearly off. Kind of was like not into him. But then when ABC was like, "We'd like you to get married on TV," and she was like, "Oh, television, yes," and he was like, "No," and that was when she was like.
Fuck.
Ew, I am a hot stewardess. I gave up my life for this. And I live in a fucking bungalow in Denver. Fuck you.
Fuck Denver.
Yeah. So then
fuck
we go.
Bungalow.
Yuki and Ben are sledding. And she goes, my best friend is Ben. I want to win. I want to win the rose. And Claire did say there are cultural differences. They're trying. It's like, well, then you didn't really, you're not noticing that with your guys, Claire.
Yeah.
And then they go skiing. I was surprised at how few people had skied, but that's cool.
yeah, me too.
And I got to say, though, it was really icy. Like, I ski in Vermont. That looked cold, nasty, and icy.
Dean did pretty good.
Dean was good. He lives in Colorado.
Oh,
he grew up in Vail.
Yeah, yeah.
So then everybody, I felt bad. If you've never skied before.
I think that's why I was confused, too. I was like, I freaking skied a lot growing up.
I did, too.
Yeah.
I did, too. And we're not even sporty.
East Coast, I don't know.
But,
no,
yeah,
we're not
East
even
Coast.
Sporty.
I'm not
I know.
Sporty.
I was like,
I bet you're a good skier.
I was like,
I bet you are. I can feel it. I feel it.
I don't want to say anything.
I bet you're a good athlete. I bet you're a good athlete.
Yeah, I am a good athlete.
What was your sport? What's your sport?
Volleyball.
Volleyball.
Yeah, those long arms.
Yeah, I have really long
felt
ass
it.
Arms.
You were a captain in high school.
Yeah.
I knew it. I felt it. I feel you. Ever since I live
you
on the...
You feel my athleticism?
Well, it's when we do Naked Eggs together, which will be out soon on Earwolf. Okay. So then Bibiana goes, I'm going to hurt my vagina muscles, which is amazing. And then Yuki got down. She did it. Dean skied. He skied in backwards.
That was cute.
Very
yeah.
cute. And
impressive.
then So then, you know, the two people won. And then Bibby is with her guy, Jordan, the Kiwi.
The Kiwi.
Basically, he looked like he was wearing like a woman's fur coat.
Yeah, totally.
Which was amazing. I walk in, there's a Kiwi in a fur on the couch.
Did you see where they cut away and they're like, Bond villain was like his.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. And then he goes, Jordan goes, I know you're worth it, which I like. Dean came in a corgi shirt, which was adorable because I have, and then which I have the torso, I have a body of a corgi, all torso, no limbs. And then Ashley, so then they give the date card because America needs it, the sacrificial hymen. They give it to Ashley, who comes down in a leather cold shoulder.
Oh, yeah, what was that?
It was like Sandy from Greece
yes.
meets Bachelor in Paradise. And they go, Vermont, if you guys have been to Vermont, it's a lot of. It is like pottery stores and like stoned dudes who like fucking like the fish band, like just like high people, hippies, beards. She comes out like in the like a really revealing Sandy from Greece in the final number. And they go
and slick back hair too.
Slick back hair. She, her she went for the slick back hair and then she goes, Kevin's going to find out I'm a virgin. It's like. Dude,
oh, he knows.
He knows.
It's like, really? You're worried about that? Everyone knows.
And Big Head was like, I find that respectable.
Yeah. Understand. He's like, I couldn't do it.
He goes, she goes, it's a roadblock. And then he goes, look, I don't know any people. Oh, she goes, my virginity really turns things off. And he goes, okay, I'm 33. I don't know any virgins. I only know a few that are religious. Good answer.
Yeah.
I respect that. I could not do it, even as a girlfriend. She was like, okay, so she knows. So then they do the ghost, the pottery wheel. I couldn't take it. I had to look away.
I looked away. I think I was like closing my eyes.
I think the lights dimmed and everything.
It was uncomfortable.
I was like, oh my God.
When they played the ghost song, I lost it.
It was also like the knockoff version because they wouldn't pay for their own. I was like, oh my God. Exactly. Yeah. My darling.
And the lights are like dead.
I am feeling for your touch. Alone.
I was thinking the call to the composer, like, so this is what we need. We need the ghost song, but not quite the ghost song.
It was so bad.
And not to be and a big-headed firefighter.
Not to be totally unsexy, but that pot that they made is unpractical. It's not going to hold anything.
She was like, I can't
dented
believe it.
On one side.
Just like her hymen, getting ready. Oh he was God. Like, she was like, I can't believe how good you are at this. He is locked and loaded. I mean, you almost need a guy with that much focus, vision, and Canadian can-do-ism.
Canadian bacon, that's what they call him.
Yeah,
Canadian
yeah,
bacon. Really?
They need that. You're a Canadian. Would you fuck Ashley?
I'm not Canadian.
You're not Canadian?
No.
I tell everyone you're Canadian.
Oh, my God.
I say Rob's the best because he's Canadian.
What?
In my mind, you're the best because you're
nice.
Canadian.
Wow, Canadians are nice people, but no, I'm not Canadian at all.
Where are you from?
Missouri?
I wish.
Where are you from in Canada? Missouri, Canada.
Missouri, Canada.
Ontario, Missouri. I'm from Missouri.
She's telling her when you're Canadian.
Everyone.
Really
I tell everyone.
Really
everyone.
Southern Canada.
Missouri. Great.
Yeah.
Remember
so
when
you wouldn't fuck Ashley I. That's your answer. Did you move to Missouri just so you wouldn't have to take Ashley I's virginity?
Yes. Remember when we interviewed the Canadian
Bachelor? Yeah, you dressed up for it.
Yeah, but I wasn't Canadian. I was just trying to look Canadian. That's
oh, my gosh. She was so
confused.
Cute.
Confused. It's fine.
Yeah. You had that cute gal that was on your season from Canada. We loved her. She got cut off early.
Oh.
No, she got cut early.
Haley.
I love Haley. She's so
funny.
I met her
she's
in so Canada pretty. When I did stand up. She came to my stand up show. So did Daniel. Crazy Daniel.
Oh,
Daniel. Who I'm a soft spot for the eagle.
Yeah.
I'm an eagle. And you're like, when I met him, I'm like, oh, you are that guy. Like, you're not even fucking playing that. Like, what happened? Mm-hmm. I was fascinated by him, but Rob had a little
crush on
Haley. So he dressed up. It was like a boiling hot day. And he dressed up in like. Winter wear, like a tweed blazer.
Like a lumberjack.
We like
sure.
FaceTimed. That's why he didn't know you guys were coming in person. He was like, and he was like,
I would have done something.
You would have frosted your tips.
You look great.
You want to pull that you're Ari Bronzer and prostitute.
Right,
you would have put on your cold shoulder leather.
Ari's face looks like the contour sticks, but not right, blended.
Yeah. Not blended. You like dab it out.
Dude, old school base face. Old school base face. Okay, so then. So then she goes, oh, why are you good at everything? I just want to give her a lesson. And I'm saying this as an uncool lady. I cannot chest my cards. I am not cool. You don't blurt out, why are you good at everything? Right? Like, if you're trying to lose, get that hymen taken, girl. Why are you good at everything? It's like, it's a boner killer.
I feel like she's going to scare him away.
Yeah, she's not. She's, yeah. Oh, yeah. You think? I'm ready to. I'm in Kevin's heaven. Once he sees that, once he watches this and read. Okay. So then they go. And then she says, I really a virgin. Oh, I wrote really a virgin. So then Claire and
Claire's
Christian.
Back.
They're finally going in the fucking jacuzzi. And she's asking for a kiss. And then he says the following. And German, we say.
Yeah.
You can trust of your stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, when your stomach say, you Christian, everything is fine. Most of the time is fine. She goes, give me a break, dude. I don't know how they do it in Germany, but here in America, grab me by the hand. Dude, just talk the talk and tell me you're interested in me. It's like, actually...
No.
I mean, they were talking at a certain
point. He was trying
point.
To say, we say, go with your gut. That's what he said.
Yes, of course.
She's like, what the hell does that supposed to mean?
Fuck you and your language barrier. It's like, give him a break, Claire.
Fuck this Jesus. Yeah.
He's trying to, like, express himself.
Yeah.
And she's like, I mean, it's like, Claire, here's a problem. You might be single because you send home, he was stage 28 clanger.
Yeah.
But, like, a nice guy who was really courting you. And, like, all you need is a guy to grab you by the face. It's the only way you can feel wanted. I get it. You want a little passion. But, like, at a certain point, he's actually trying to be respectful.
Yes.
But he is kind of a dick. Let's be real. He's been kind of a dick.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows what they're talking about.
Yeah. I think he's confused on how, because she talks very fast and like loud. And he's just like, what the hell?
And she's angry out of nowhere.
Yeah. He's like, I don't get why she's upset. Like, he's like, he's like, oh my God. Oh my God,
in my country, they say, go with your gut. And my gut's telling me to run away.
This is the worst courtship.
Not to kiss her because she's crazy.
This is truly the worst courtship. It's like watching a slow moving car accident. There's so many fucking red flags. And for both of them, you're like, oh, this is clearly not a match made in heaven. Let's is this really still happening? Sammy, what did you think?
I think that Claire was being really harsh on him.
He was just
trying to be a good guy.
Because in Germany, when we make appointments, when we say we're going to meet an appointment, we meet in the jacuzzi. It's a date.
What does he say
about
his stomach?
Made a kissing appointment.
In the appointment, you say, you know, you can trust of your stomach. And when your stomach say, you, Arden, everything is fine. Most of the time is fine. Give me a break, dude. I'm American. Don't you pull
you
that kiwi,
Claire,
that
right?
kiwi garbage
Claire.
On me.
You do really good, Claire.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm channeling my anger at Claire of like... she was, oh my God, Ben was amazing. Christian is amazing. I mean, I never thought I'd come and be seen and pursued by two guys. Like, we get it. Two guys want to bone you. That's happened before in life. Somebody's been wanting to be boned by two guys. Okay, so then we have, give me a break. Just grab me. Tell me you're interested in me. So then Leslie, still calling out Dean, and she goes, you're ping-ponging. And he goes, I'm not a player. They're at a date at a bowling alley, which looked like a strip club.
It was a bowling alley?
It was a bowling alley, but nobody went bowling. Their dates are kind of, and again, I love her mom, but the dates are basically like, you get to leave the house.
Yeah.
But the house is
in the backyard.
But I would chill at the house. There's
I love
a jacuzzi.
Yeah. We have date. We hang out in the tub, like on the O, and you have your naked sweet eggs, your sugar eggs. I give you alone time. You're not the asshole with the eggs. You have your sugar eggs. There's a kiwi over on the L on the Hollywood
There's
side.
There's a meatball on the
I said the meatball's on the O, and Nikki Cage is holding down the D. As in, damn, you look fine, Alexis.
Ew. No.
That's right. That's your life now. That's your life. That's it. You made a deal with the Instagram devil, and that's what's happening. Okay, so then Tiffany is leaving, crying. Yuki was waving her flag. And then Ben and Ashley
Yuki waving the flag.
The, and she goes, the,
I didn't even give her a jacket when she left. She was wearing like a crop top. I'm like, I know, give her a jacket.
I know, it felt like, get out, get the fuck out.
She's like, I have to go back to jail.
I know, I go bye bye. And they're like, get out, you, your cute top. You don't get a coat.
Yeah, like Chris Harrison, that conversation where, by the way, when he learned to speak Japanese,
he's been practicing. God, okay.
I loved that.
Oh my God.
He might have somebody in his ear, a little earpiece.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're right. You're right. 100%. I know, I was like, Chris
100% had an earpiece in.
Wait, what the fuck? Happening.
Yeah, that was so sweet.
But he basically was like, so you're the last single one left, so goodbye.
Yeah, like, totally.
So, like, why?
I was like, this in some ways is the meanest.
That was so mean.
This is meaner than, like, Big Brother. This is meaner than Survivor. It's like, here's the thing I want to say to you. For anybody out there who's single, coupledom is not that, like, at the end of the day, life is life. You don't get a free pass from waking up as yourself. You still wake up if you're in a couple and you go, oh, fuck, it's Tuesday. Like, you don't get a free pass out of the experience on planet Earth. Mm-hmm. So, like, you just gotta, like, the fact that the only goal, you can only be okay in this house if you're coupled off.
Right.
It's like, no matter if it's good or bad, it's awful.
It's awful, yeah.
Okay, so here's what Ben did say. I think this morning I'll sit down with Chris Harrison. My fear is, I was a broken man, and I'm not full enough to recover from that. It breaks you every day, defending Lauren. And there were a lot of ghosts that were brought up for me here. Bachelor ghosts.
Ghost.
Of grinding JoJo at Sandals.
He didn't take off the unitard. What ghost?
Grinding to Kayla at Sandals. Of grinding Lauren at Sandals. So many ghosts. He didn't take off the unitard. So then Yuki... She goes, so then he goes, I love you, Yuki. And Yuki goes, I'm so sad. I'm like, then why don't you just take one for the team and just give it to Yuki.
Give her a nice fight.
Hey, go to Pound Town. So then Michael.
I love Pound Town.
Oh my God, Pound. When you go to Pound Town. Bum, 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 bum. Okay, the fantasy suites. Welcome to Pound Town. Yes. Population 69. Okay, so then we have. So then Yuki is so cute, and he starts talking Japanese to her. He calls her the brightest light in the house. And then she goes, bye-bye, bachelor. In Japan, marry me. I have baby and family. Bye-bye. And I'm like, I loved you. I think America fell hard for Yuki.
Yeah.
I know I did.
So I fell hard for Yuki. She
and actually, I caught the yawning crying disease.
Oh.
Oh, me too.
I can't have you get all the attention. I need a little tears. Because Yuki's cry was amazing.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You sent it to me. You sent it. It was so hurt. She was so... I've never seen... It was like such pain. So much pain.
Don't go.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait. Wait. What did you...
She's so cute.
Okay, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Where did you send... Wait, you sent it to me.
Hope she comes to Paradise.
I've never seen so much. Okay, wait. You sent it to me. You have it. Let's plug it in.
We have to hear this.
Do you have? Let's plug it in here.
You are light. Okay. Keep everybody else here happy, please.
Dude.
Go back and watch this season.
She's so fucking cute. We should
watch the Japanese Bachelor.
All right, so then we have the rose ceremony, the kissing competition.
Oh God,
I felt really grossed out by this whole idea.
So
I did not.
So I didn't like it.
Can I didn't like it. And Christian saying my biggest wish was to kiss you. So they basically break up. And as they're breaking up, he goes, I like you so much. At a certain point, I'm kind of with Claire. You keep saying my biggest wish is to kiss you. I like you so much.
Then.
You're the only one for me. She's right there going, kiss me. What's the fucking problem?
And by that point, she was done. Yeah. She was out.
And he goes, I hate me. He did say this. Claire is the white woman for me. And I know that's a language barrier, but he did say Claire is the white woman for me. And then... she goes, I let Benoit go because I always feel like I'm not good enough. It's like, we know, girl. But don't stop acting that you're 36 years old, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, go to therapy.
Just gotta get it together.
Go to Al-Anon. Like, whatever you need to do, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
See, has she, I just wonder if she's been dating since, like, her season.
I feel like she's been waiting and doing yoga. Just
prepping. I was just going to say, I think she's
getting some filler.
There's some, a lot of filler.
There's a lot of filler.
There's weird, like, there's weird dimples, like, in spots where you're.
She looks totally different from when she was on. When they did the flashbacks.
Yeah, the filler, It's like a delicate dance.
Claire.
It's a delicate dance. And he gets
oddly horny at the end where he's like, just got real close to her. He's like, I like you so much.
I know. I feel like he was fucking with her. I like you so much. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you missed an appointment. You would have had a fucking appointment.
If she made that appointment, things would be different. What do you think?
Oh my God. If she made that appointment, she would be going to Pound Town. it would be in Antwerp. Is that in Germany? Where's Antwerp?
She just has bad luck with international people. Juan Pablo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that was her season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stay away.
Did she win that season?
No. She made it to Fantasy Suites.
Second.
Okay. So she boned Juan Pablo.
Second. Yeah.
Okay. So Josiah. So then we have JoJo. We have Rachel.
And Ari.
And we have Ari.
Frosted Tips.
Frosted Tips comes out. Josiah says this, which I call bullshit on.
Oh.
The last person I've guessed before Allie was Rachel.
Bullshit. I've seen him make out people in the club. Liar.
You're such a fucking liar, man.
I caught that too. I was like...
Fuck, and like, we don't
group
think...
Text, liar.
By the way, we don't think that's hot. We just think, what the fuck is wrong with
right?
you?
Yeah.
You're having ladies throw themselves at you. Like, then
the
what's
last
your problem?
I was like, what? That's a bullshit
you
lie.
The last woman you've kissed is Rachel? Why? We don't need
sorry,
that.
Sorry, I had to call you out.
We don't care if that's true. We don't actually want that to be true.
Exactly. I was like, what? That sucks then, bro.
I don't know who he's trying to impress there.
So then we have... Dean and Leslie, I was in the full routine. I thought
was funny,
so cute. I loved her like vagina.
It was
flip
totally
up.
Dean.
Yeah, I liked the vagina flip up.
It actually made me feel like there that she looked like she was having fun, and I felt like they're a good couple.
Yeah,
like, that he agreed to do it.
Rachel was not having.
Rachel
it.
She like, was. I don't like you still.
Kicked. She was like, just so you know, I cut you. Yeah. I cut you.
I'm gonna cut you again.
I'm cutting you both in your spirit and. Dean's dad, what'd you think of the routine? Did he get his moves from you?
I'm a pretty good dancer, actually.
What do you eat before your competition?
Just a nice big fat bowl of mung beans.
What the hell is a mung bean?
Mung bean, that's what they're eating.
Oh, that's what they're eating on the date.
What is that?
Beans. Oh, yeah, some kind of, I don't know.
It's like a yellow bean that you can get at, like, Yogi places.
Yeah.
And his whole kitchen is stacked of that?
They were feeding, like, they gave Rachel mung beans.
Oh, yeah.
Mung
beans.
Wow. Pretty good. You're just sitting on the floor, you don't have furniture. Wow.
And then they have Kevin and Ashley. They got like a slow clap and they said, boo, winter is your season. I was happy for Ashley.
Yeah. Me too.
I think the kiss was hot.
I felt uncomfortable watching it. Kevin and Ashley are... If he doesn't take that virginity, nobody is.
No.
Nobody. He is that's why I think they had to get rid of Babiana. They're like, this is the only man on earth that can...
That will do this.
We did this. She needs this. You know they're going to get some like Lifetime show where it's like...
But I'm just scared she's going to go
like,
crazy if he breaks her.
Like Oot and a Boot in like Humpland.
My Canadian brother.
I can't stop having sex.
Yeah, exactly.
Oot and a Boot and Humpland.
Oot and a Boot and Humpland.
That should be the name of this episode.
Oot and a Boot and Humpland. Let's write that down. That's where you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. So then we have Lily and Courtney. She's 21. Nobody's talking about her.
Oh, yeah. I realized that last night.
She's 21.
And she had red lipstick all over her face after the makeup. Yes. That's why I kept looking at.
I'm just fascinated.
I feel like she's just always drunk. I like her.
I like her.
She's like just drunk.
She's
like,
chill. I like her too. I love that she's fine.
That kiss was not that good.
Dude, I don't want to make out with a man named Courtney. Let's just start with that. I just don't. I'm sorry. I had a neighbor named Courtney, and he was kind of a tool, and he, like, took pictures of me in New York. And I look back, and I'm like, is that, like, an Amber Alert? Like, I just moved to, like, I'm going to take pictures of you is, like, a surefire of, like, I'm going to get your modeling composite. And, like, it's like that. Courtney. Yeah.
I'm not crazy about her bangs.
Yeah.
With this
thing.
I think that's what it is. Because it goes, like, out.
Yeah, the parted down the middle kind of thing.
I kind of like it. I decided that likes that 70s bang thing. But I like that they're like, there's not an American in here. We're not going to give them any screen time. Yeah. Yeah. Who cares that they're falling actually in love? We got a kiwi and a fucking a mango and a meatball and a kiwi. Why we need to have, you know, like, this is like...
It's a fucking pineapple over here. Yeah.
So then we have Jordan and Bibby. I thought it was cute. They were harsh on the kiss, but I was okay with it. He's like a man. He feels like... He feels like he could fight like Jason Statham in a movie. He'd lose.
He'd lose,
but he feels like a kind of a hothead. He'd get all like wiry and kind of like fucking like take it with their head.
I feel like he could headbutt somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Like a hooligan. Like he'd go to a soccer thing and like World Cup and he'd be like, ah, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
What do you think, Sammy?
This competition was so gross.
It was so gross.
I was captivated.
Oh my God. No,
I was so into it.
Okay, so let's get to the most captivating part. The poor girl. Allie. I love Allie. She's also, I think, like 21.
Yeah,
Allie
she's cute.
So cute.
That would be honestly a nightmare of mine. Like,
oh my God, you see her, and it's also because she gets nervous stomach. The fact that I actually believed her that it wasn't just alcohol, that she was getting scared.
Threw up.
Yeah. And you saw her the facial expressions behind the people kissing were like...
Yeah, she's like, I can't do this. She felt her pain.
And it wasn't just it's like the crew, too. It was like everyone watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, Josiah. But then when Josiah, part of me was like, you are a shade ball, Josiah. He whispers in... They put it on in his lapel. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He sold her out. He goes... Allie's down. Someone needs to follow Allie into the restroom. Like he knew that they needed to get it on camera. Someone needs to follow Allie rather than just like, why don't you leave Allie? Somebody help Allie.
Yeah.
It's more like camera down. Let's get my storyline on tape. I was like, oh, you are the one that they're everyone's warning her about you, and I'm like, oh, what's wrong with Josiah? Until that moment with some Code red. Elon. Somebody needs to follow. And Sammy, now you said that the guy that followed her, Bill.
Yeah, Bill.
He's a stand-up.
He's a storyteller.
Tell us about Bill. He's a stand-up comedian.
And a storyteller. No, he's a wonderful, just the sweetest guy. And then he works on The Bachelor as well.
What did he do?
It was the first season.
His first season was our paradise for us.
And so did you guys ever feel manipulated by any of the producers or were you onto it?
I was onto it. Yeah, I knew when they were acting.
Yeah.
And would you call them on it?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. I did a lot with certain ones. I'm like, I know what you're doing.
Yeah. Like, but they put you, like, if you're funny, they'll put you in the pill. Or, like, if they'll,
yeah, they know
like,
certain
they can
producers.
Manipulate
like, they knew
you,
Bill,
they'll put with, like,
I think Bill interviewed me a lot because, like, it was funny. It wasn't
I think the way to go in is to be fun. If you can be funny,
then I don't think you're taking advantage.
Yeah, if you can be funny, then you'll be good TV. If you're, like, psychologically unstable and they'll be like...
But that's what they want.
Yeah. They want you to be like, why don't you go down to that hotel room and knock, even though it's not time? Go talk to him. You know what? I know it's after hours.
We're smarter than that.
Why don't you have a couple of glasses of Chardonnay and just go down and knock and just reason it out?
Yeah.
Somebody needs to follow Arden down to... the Kiwis room. I'm going down there. I'm not fucking talking to him. You know what, man? What did
and
you say?
And they'll be like, he wants you so bad.
Yeah. Give me a break, dude. I was in there in that fucking jacuzzi waiting for our appointment. And you didn't grab my fucking face. And I was like, why didn't you grab my face? I said, grab it. And you didn't grab it. So, fun. Knock, knock. It's me, Arden. I'm here for my 72nd birthday, and what the fuck?
I didn't have 72nd birthday.
So Allie is throwing up, standing up, by the way, which is impressive.
So sweet. He goes, somebody needs to call her out.
We're like, yeah.
But here, he was rubbing her because he wanted to kiss, because he wanted to stay.
He's like, I want to stay. Yeah. I don't care about you.
I know. And so then she brushes her teeth.
She just kept making it known that she
brushed her teeth.
Yeah,
that was good because we were all thinking it.
We were
all thinking it.
And their kiss wasn't up.
It wasn't.
No,
yeah,
and she
wasn't
was
good.
Like, wasn't good. Because she just fucking thrown up.
Yeah.
And then Luke and Stassi, I thought that was who she was nervous. She's not into public displays of affection. It's like a different. Somebody texted me that like she yelled it. Like, I guess on camera, I don't know if it's true or not, but some, like, spoiler, because we're non-spoiler podcast. But apparently, apparently somebody gave her shit for it not looking passionate. It might have been Rachel gave her shit, and she came. I don't know if this is true or not. And then she
yeah,
was
Rachel
like,
did say that
and then she said that like we don't in our country we're not like basically, but that but we sort of saw that that she was not comfortable with PDA. Mm-hmm. So who knows if that's accurate?
But I thought
or not.
That kiss was pretty genuine. Yeah.
Well. And then Allie leaving, crying, saying, I find it hard to open up, was really awful. Yeah. And Rachel wanted to take down Dean and Leslie. Like,
oh, she
wanted
them
was.
Gone. I was like, the shade is real. Yeah.
And then she, and then we watched the Kiwi drink. No, who drank out of the boot? Oh, it was Courtney. Courtney drank out of the boot.
Don't trust a Courtney when you meet them.
Yeah. Dude, guys, I mean, overall.
Woo, woo.
I hope they do the show. I thought the show was fun. Are you enjoying the show?
It's okay. I feel like it.
I love the concept of international because
I like
too.
That.
And we could do the accents. You can do the impersonation.
Oh my god! Thank you.
I think we're going to do that for Paradise.
Yeah. Well, they were supposed to do that for our season.
But
they were supposed
shut down
to
the scandal.
Yeah.
I heard. Oh god!
They were supposed to be like Courtney and all them were supposed to be on our season.
So.
Yeah. And then the shutdown happened.
I asked him at the premiere. He told me he was supposed to be in Paradise.
That's interesting.
Oh, cool.
That would have been
how that would
because you guys had a dead group of guys that were not
Jack Stone.
Jack Stone's not that bad.
Okay, okay.
He got better.
I'm stone.
But we have
stone,
boring guys.
Yeah, they only wanted to hang out with each other.
And that shouldn't be a problem because it's Mexico, right? So they won't have as
oh, true, the trouble,
that's
right?
True.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a Trump travel ban, so people didn't get in.
Well,
I mean,
we'll
all the guys love Dean.
They I was like everyone loves Dean. Everyone loves Dean.
Everybody loves
you
Dean.
Can't, I mean,
we can't
Dean.
Compete with Dean.
Nobody can. Lori's going to leave her wife for Dean. I think Lori is going to... Maybe she gets like one free pass with Dean. That would be the best.
Take a nap with Dean.
Oh my god, I would love to take a nap with Dean.
He should really start that. Like $50 for nap time.
Oh my god.
Nap time with Dean.
Sammy, are you gonna watch Thursday night?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you Sammy's finale. On the, in Bachelor Nation?
Are
now.
You gonna watch The Bachelor? I know, you guys may know. Don't tell
reunion
me. You know.
Show.
I think The Bachelorette is gonna be, don't tell me. I think The Bachelorette's gonna be Tia, because America loved Raven, and they were like, and then her crying. I'm not looking at you because if you know, I don't want to know. Because when she was in the crying in the limo at the end, being like, I'm tired of feeling not good enough. I'm never good enough. That was the best audition to be The Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. And I feel like
true.
America loved Raven. She's similar to Raven. She's a good, true girl. I feel like it's going to be Tia.
True.
And I would love to watch that because I like Tia.
But I don't know.
I like Tia too. I could see her
I just like
the
she, I feel like they might bring
it
to Paradise. She just seems like
I'd like one of you gals to be the Bachelor.
Yeah.
Alexis would be so good.
You would be a fucking
but
ball.
Why do you have a boyfriend?
Who's your boyfriend?
I have a boyfriend.
Do you like him?
Yeah.
She's a love.
I'm in love.
Where does he live?
Dallas.
Oh, he could come to Austin.
Yeah, no, that's why I want to come. But
okay.
We have to get a free hotel first.
All right, let's figure this out. Do you think we could lure Raven or Rachel?
Yeah.
If we get
I
a hotel.
Think so.
It's
yeah. Rachel's
close.
Really busy all the time. We have
how's
to check
it Raven?
Out.
Yeah.
Raven, I think so.
It's April. It's the weekend of April 20th. Oh, my God. It's actually the final.
420?
Yeah,
yes,
420.
Because that works because we're going to Coachella the weekend before.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Let's put
okay,
it in.
Perfect.
We're going to sit down and we'll powwow.
I'm pretty sure.
Poundtown?
We're going to go to Poundtown.
We're
going to go to Poundtown.
Yeah, the 20th.
Oh, my God. That would be so fucking
oh my God,
fun.
That would be so fun.
Okay, so now we
April
can act.
April 20th?
Yeah, it's that weekend.
That weekend you're free.
It's that weekend.
Like schedule.
I'm free.
So here's the thing. I'm going to be performing in Dallas at Hyenas the weekend of April 6th and 7th. I'll send your friends tickets if they want to come.
Oh, my God, I'll
you should come. You should come. I'll be doing stand-up there. I'm also doing stand-up in Alaska.
Oh, wow.
March 16th and 17th. And we're going to be in Austin at Moon Tower doing the live performing with these gals in my gray suede dress.
Okay. Yes.
In my
leopard
dress. Rob, are you? If we can get you, we can slide you. If we can get a free hotel, will you come?
Yes.
Great. Because it's the most fun weekend ever. That's
yeah,
it's like
I
camp.
Love to
it's
amazing.
Like camp. And the comedy festival is fun. I'm doing stand-up there. Aaron's doing stand-up there. It's
yes.
So fucking
awesome.
Fun. Sammy, you want to come to Austin?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yep.
I think Debbie Ryan might come.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'm in.
You would love
will we,
her.
Will we be talking about The Bachelor?
Talk about
everything.
We'll talk about everything.
The Bachelor will probably be announced by
ooh,
then, right?
Yeah.
Yes. It will. Oh, they start casting Paradise.
Oh, my
April.
God.
Yeah. You got casted April. Coachella
do you
want
to go back to Paradise?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Those girls don't know me. Ari's girls
do,
don't
like,
know me, so like it'd be amazing. Just fuck with everyone's head.
Where can they find you online?
Jasmine Good_.
Ooh.
Oh my Jasmine, God. You copied me. I'm Alexis Waters _.
Okay. And then?
Oh, because we're best friends.
Twitter, Rob Benedict on Twitter.
I am at Arden Marine, ArdenMyrin. You guys, will you help us pick a tweet of the episode? I'll tell you, people tweeted us. Let's see what we got here. Oh, no. Let's see what we got. Seth Vatt at Basebone1 says, "Why are you so good at everything?" Ashley muttered lustily into her spinning clay pot as it wobbled worse than a lopsided boob job.
I agree.
Seth Vatt at Basebone1. Chin up, Ben. Another Lauren B. will be waiting for you in paradise. Suzanne B. at Mrs. Tumnus. Chris Harrison delicately walking the line between women's and men's cardigans. Bravo. Men's have zippers, women's have buttons.
He was wearing Ari's cardigan. Like, it's the same look. It's so sad.
All right, I'm going to pick between Suzanne B., Chris Harrison delicately walking the line between women's and men's cardigans. Bravo. Men's have zippers, women's have buttons. And Seth Vatt at Basebone1. Chin up, Ben. Another Lauren B. will be waiting for you in paradise. Lauren B. or sweater?
Lauren B.
Lauren B.
Lauren B. for sure.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. Lauren B.
Okay, Seth Vatt, you won!
Woo!
At Basebone1, chin up. And I just want to let you guys know there's going to be 2 podcasts next week. Truly, I'm going to be fucking homeless because of this.
We already are.
I'll be on the edge. Oh, we'll be having our sugar eggs with Nikki Cage. I'm going to be so fucking homeless because it's 6 hours of watching now. Plus this, I'm in the middle of pilot season. And then it's Sunday night. Monday night. Right. It's just going to be putting up 2 podcasts next week. There's going to be a Tuesday podcast talking about the finale for Bachelor Winter
and
Games.
And then there's going to be a
Wednesday podcast talking about, oh my God, Pound Town Fantasy Suites.
Oh God.
Pound Town.
I can't wait.
Ashley,
you guys, will you please come do this again? You guys are such joys. I just love you. I'm glad you, and just hang out sometime. I'm just such fans of yours. And I can't wait to see you guys at 420.
Oh, yeah.
You want to see somebody bad on pot? This gal. This fucking gal. You want to hold somebody's hand so she doesn't go to Middle Earth? Fuck yeah. It's not pretty, everybody. Hey, to all the Kiwis out there, when we say that we have appointment in Germany, we have appointment in Jacuzzi, we have... Here we go. Wait, one more time. We're back.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Just remember, America, if you have appointments,
so good.
Here we go. Where's this? Here we go.
Will you accept this rose?
Yeah. In Germany, when we have a meeting and an appointment and we go into Jacuzzi, it's a date. I like your look, but not much else. That's all I need to know. In Germany, we say you can trust of your stomach. When your stomach says you question, everything is fine. Most of the time, it's fine. Give me a break, dude. Bye.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global #1 podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.